have something to write with, you might want to write down this little key lesson. And then I'm going to take 2 minutes to explain it thoroughly enough so you have a picture that comes with this key lesson that I pray you see time and time again. Here's the what to write first. If I'm not watchful of my mind itself, if I'm not watchful of my mind itself, then, comma, I think. No, not that I think. If I'm not watchful of my mind itself, then what I'm busy looking at is what mind creates. If I'm not watchful of my mind itself, then what I'm busy looking at is what mind creates in order to keep itself fascinated with itself. If I'm not watchful of my mind itself, then what I'm busy looking at is what my mind creates in order to keep itself fascinated with itself. Now, you don't have to look far to see this when you're around human beings. And I'll explain this for those who are just listening. And what I'm acting out is a person that's just sort of staring into space. Their eyes could even be moving. Their mouth could be twitching. God only knows. Their foot could be doing the rabbit dance. When you see a person like that, and I want you to see yourself like that, how many of you have ever seen in New York that giant ticker tape that runs across the building there? You know, the Dow Jones, you know, bleed, 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 ticker tape news. The mind, you are literally looking at your mind run a banner of thoughts and feelings, an actual banner of psychic images. And each image that the mind sees itself as it runs this banner creates, just as I said, the corresponding sense of self connected to the image, which is why it runs the images. This is what a daydream is. A daydream is a carefully collected series of associated thoughts and feelings that run across the screen of the mind in the form of images, that the mind that is absorbed in the images that it is projecting derives a sense of self in a familiar fashion from that ticker tape. So I want you to see human beings as walking around with a sort of a hologram ticker tape in front of their mind. If you ever, you can be talking to people and the ticker tape is running. Here's how you know the ticker tape is running. My name is Bill. I often do these things that I like to do so very much. Thank you very much. That'll be $2. Just like that. No tones, no expression. Why? Ticker tape. I want you to see yourself seeing the ticker tape. Because if you ever actually catch that, you'll recognize, you know, of course, what I'm feeling is what I'm seeing. And what I'm seeing is what my mind is projecting. And my mind's projecting what it does is because it's had a reaction with some of its own content or with something that has come through this stream of life. Because clearly, if I'm looking at the stream of life and it's always changing, can I not be changing? Mustn't I be changing? I must. Catch the ticker tape mind and cut it.
Hello, I'm Desi Arnaz Jr. You've been listening to best-selling author Guy Finley. To learn more about Guy Finley and his nonprofit Life of Learning Foundation, visit guyfinley.org. That's GUYFINLEY.org. Receive helpful free gifts along with a host of life-changing information. That's guyfinley.org.